We're talking to Loretta Luttrell, the trainer of Your Time, that scored a very impressive win in Hobart tonight. Loretta, Your Time, you must have been very impressed with this win tonight.
I certainly was. It was a very good effort.
He doesn't normally do his best when he has to come from behind, but that was a matter of he had to do it tonight because he missed the start from box one. But geez, he was courageous.
He certainly was. He was very brave to the line. He missed the kick, which is him. He plays up in the box a bit, so he's hit and miss at the start. And last night at a box one, he missed the start and he just kept pushing up on the fence. Gaps came for him, and when he turned for home, he slipped around the five dog and held him off to the line. Very narrow margin, but he got there.
The dog's been with you for quite some time. He's owned in Victoria by
Peter Brown,
and
yes,
he actually arrived here in 2010.
Yes, he arrived here in 2010. And he won his first start for me on Hobart Thousand Night. After that race, he injured. He cut a toe. And then he sprung a toe, and then he sprung another toe. He's had a lot of little niggly injuries, and he's a bit of a rat bag in the kennel. He plays up a fair bit. So it's taken quite a bit of time. Every time you get him ready to run, you'll get a few runs out of him, and then he'll do something else. But he's put a few together this time, and he's staying sound.
Well, he won three starts prior up at Devonport, won a grade five there. And his time was okay. He ran 26.10, which was, not earth-shattering, but a decent time for a grade five.
He had to come from behind that day as well. He didn't begin very well. So when he actually jumps to the front, he can run a reasonable time, and he's hard to run down. It's just a matter of him coming out of the box as well as he can, because he mucks around in the box on race night.
All right, well, he's been a decent money spinner for Peter Brown. Like he said, that was his 28th start. It was his sixth win, and he's had as many minor placings and prize money just over $10,000, so he's paying his way.
He's certainly paying his way, and he's a lovely little dog. And when Peter sent him to me, he said he's sure that I'd have a lot of fun with him, was his comment. He said, and I'd be able to win some races. So, and Peter's always spot on when he sends a dog and tells me what they're capable of, and this little fella's been very handy for me.
How many do you have in the kennel?
Two.
Only two, and it's enough to keep you
going?
Only
two.
Enough to keep you busy?
Yes, enough to keep me busy, keep me out of strife, Pete. The Silent Giggle and him are lovely two dogs to have.
All right, when do we see Silent Giggle again?
She's in today, Friday.
Friday. Beautiful.
In very, very tough grade four, but he'll give her best.
And Your Time, will he go around next week?
Yep, he'll be nominated for the Hobart meeting next Thursday night.
All right.
And up with the big kids.
Well, let's hope that they can both get wins at the next starts, and well done for last night.